Well, hello, hello, hello. Good grief, has that been a week? Well, obviously it has, or we wouldn't be here. It's Radio This Week, the podcast. Hello there, I'm Nails, and every day during the week I roll tape on a radio station, record the first link I hear, and then stick it up on Twitter, twitter.com/onaircoach. And now we got five from the past week. It was a busy week as well. We started off with Kate Garraway on Smooth FM in London.
You know, I heard that song the other day and thought, I haven't heard China Black Searching in ages. I just had to put it in the show for you. How brilliant is that? Now, if you haven't, I'm Kate Garrow, by the way, and you're with Smooth. I should tell you that. I'm always in a hurry to crack on with things and I forget to tell you who you're talking to. But if you haven't yet booked your holiday, one of the big problems I find, I know from my mother-in-law, is trying to get away on holiday if you've got a pet. You know, you can't always go to the places where you want to go because they don't take pets, or if you want to go abroad, it's tricky. So this to me seems like an absolutely excellent idea. It's a new website called trustedhousesitters.com. And the idea is that you get to go and stay in someone's house abroad if you're prepared to look after their pet. So, for instance, you could go and visit someone in Australia, have a wonderful holiday on the Gold Coast. You'd have to pay for your flights and food, but your whole accommodation is free. And we had a little look on the website. And at the moment, there's a really good one if you fancy going to Florida. You'd have to feed someone's cat, probably give it a little tickle under the chin as well, so you'd have to like cats. But in return, you'd have the whole of the pool and the nearby beach for free. Sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? On the way next, well, I've got The Whispers and Yazoo. You're with Smooth.
British Gas brings you the great British...
Kate Garraway, Smooth FM in London on Radio This Week, the podcast. Digital radio was taken off in the UK and around different parts of the world. Not so much in Ireland. There are digital stations. One of them is RTE2XM. And it's a whole melange of rock and just different types. It's kind of more like, it's like a BBC Six Music idea. Anyway, this is Dan Hegarty on RTE2XM Digital.
Now, what an anthem that is. Back when butter wouldn't melt in their meds. That is the Charlatans. I'm sure it still wouldn't. The only one I know from some friendly, I Am The Cosmos. New stuff from them that is called Letting It Go. Now, let's take another track from Exit Pursued by a Bear in Session. Gobbledygook.
Dan Hegarty doing his thing on 2XM. He's also on 2FM in Ireland. You probably know him from there if you listen to Irish radio at all. This is Radio This Week, the podcast. I had a busy week. I was doing a lot of workshops and a lot of coaching as well. If you ever want to get in touch about coaching or workshops, nailsmahoney.com. All the info is there. Back to London. Did a lot of London listening. Classic FM. First time I've been listening to them in quite a while. And John Suchet.
Schönbrunn Palace in the Cardiff Millennium Stadium. Why not? I'll tell you this, when Andre Rieu says he's going to do something, he does it. Watch this space. There he was with Strauss's Roses from the South. Now, after the news on Classic FM, Beethoven.
The Carter.
One of the things I love about the different formats, right, is that just because it's classical music doesn't mean you have to be serious and you have to be weighty and somber. John Suchet just being himself there on Classic FM. Nicely done. To Newfoundland in Canada, K-Rock. I caught some of the morning show with Candice and J-Lack on K-Rock.
It is Newfoundland's Classic Rock, 97.5 K-Rock. Trick with I Want You to Want Me. Candice Udall, J-Lack here this morning. And J-Lack, I gotta ask you the question. If you were like walking somewhere with your dog and you ran into a bear, would you be brave?
I'd be brave enough to run away.
That's you're not supposed to run from a bear, though.
Throw the dog at the bear and run away.
Well, a 61-year-old man named Rick Nelson says he was out walking his dog in Sudbury, Canada. And this happened on Sunday.
Not Sudbury, UK, right?
Okay. No. In Canada. But when he stumbled upon a bear cub, he basically...
A bear cub?
He spooked it.
Okay.
And it's all, you know not to go near the bear cubs.
Yeah, I've seen the commercials.
Well, he says the mother bear then charged him. And in an interview that he did, he says, I knew right away I was in trouble. It's calling for his mommy. The mother came at full speed towards me. All you could hear was the bush crash. I had no rocks, no sticks. I knew it would swing with its left, but it would really come with its right, because most bears are right-handed. I had the perfect shot to take. I did an underhand and hit it right in the snout.
Okay. Before we continue...
Imagine interviewing this guy.
Before we continue, you make a story your own, my darling. That was so thralling. I felt like I was there. Was it the bush? Yeah, I felt like I was in the bush just then.
Well, he said, that, you know, just after that, the bear turned and walked away.
Yeah, not this guy.
Right, like what?
I felt like I was in that story.
I did too.
God, you are amazing.
I felt the underhand punch.
Oh,
the
yeah,
snout.
There you go. Oh, yes. Underhand. It's like.
Anyways, I would not have been as brave as this guy.
You need to do book on tape. That was brilliant. Oh, well. Just think about
that. Imagine, though, Rick Nelson, 61-year-old, he took on a bear.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have just, I guess, like curled up in a little ball and hoped for the best.
Yeah, you'd be coming at the other end of the bear before the end of it. Right now, Van Halen, 97.5 K-Rock.
Candace and J-Lac in the morning on K-Rock in Newfoundland in Canada. On radio this week, the podcast, Final Link of the Week. Going down south to South Africa, to Stellenbosch on the Western Cape. This is MFM, Nathaniel's on.
Good afternoon, Cheats MFM 92.6. Move to the music. This is The Lunch Show with Nathaniel, all the way up until 4 o'clock. Just a big shout out to Setu, who joined you on the AM to PM. Very, very, very great show. You can catch it again tomorrow between the hours of 1. No, jokes. You can catch it again between the hours of 10 and 1 o'clock. She'll keep you captivated all the way. But for now, stay tuned to The Lunch Show. Your news coming up in just a bit, right up to the following.
Heard this morning on the MFM Breakfast Show.
Tisha and Jean, we're going to be kicking off the Impossible Quiz, getting some payback on one of the OG Breakfast Team, Couture in particular.
Let's see if she wakes up for this.
She's either in robot. Oh, hello.
Hello, Couture.
Hello.
Are you awake, Couture?
No, what's happening?
It is the Breakfast Show, of course, taking over your show, and since I've been a victim.
Yeah.
It's time for the Impossible Quiz.
No, why?
Just get ready. Okay, question number one, what are the names of the two Muppet characters that heckle the rest of the class from their balcony seats?
Chris and I don't know.
No, wrong.
Mars.
No, Uranus.
No, I'd skip. No,
8 seconds.
No.
You have got nothing this
time
far.
Is up.
Is this how it feels?
Yes.
The MFM Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday.
Okay, those boys who's acker. My mom boys who have gone to Soki all. Acker's not English school.
There you go, MFM, Nathaniel from Stellenbosch in the Western Cape in South Africa. The final link this week. On radio this week, the podcast. I'm Nails. Thanks for checking it out. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/onaircoach. I'm also there as myself, Nails on Air, if you wanted to follow on that one. Oh, there's a whole list of ways to get involved. Ridiculous. So don't do Snapchat, though, because I'm not 15 years old. Have a wonderful week. Till next time.